Donna Cimarelli is the proud mother of Maren Sanchez, an incredibly kind, creative, and just a beautiful soul who was immensely loved by her classmates, her family, her friends. Maren was 16 years old when a classmate of hers took her life far too soon. It was back in April of 2014 at Jonathan Law High School in Milford. It was absolutely horrific. The case ended with Maren's killer in prison for 25 years. But before this all happened, we've heard from Donna on our show before that Maren believed this boy was her friend. It was somebody who actually relied on Maren to help him get through some personal issues. And that's when things started to get a little complicated. That's why today the Maren Sanchez Home Foundation helps to stop the violence against young girls and women and gives them tools in how to do that. And Donna, thank you for coming back on the show. I always love having you on. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So you have this incredible opportunity for the foundation to connect with an author who just came out with this book called Maybe He Just Likes You, sort of talking about a lot of the same parallels that probably Maren went through, correct?
Yeah, I read the book a few weeks ago, and I really felt a connection to it.
So what is the book about?
So the book was recommended to me by my cousin Julie, who lives in Washington. And when she recommended it to me and I saw a little bit about the front of the book, I was like, I really should read this. So it's about a girl named Mila, who is an adolescent in school. And she is living with a single mom and a sister and a dog and, you know, just trying to make her way through school. She's in band. And I think she plays the clarinet, but she's really good at what she does. And the book is basically about how do you know when someone crosses the line? Mm. And I think we've talked about this as adult women and as adolescents as well. When is it crossing the line where a young girl or a woman feels uncomfortable, their intuition kicks in, they know they're not comfortable, they don't feel safe, who do they go to, how do they act, and what do they do to get out of that situation? And basically all through the book, Barbara Dee talks about this young girl who is experiencing harassment, sexual harassment, mental harassment, and it's hard for her because her mom is busy, her friends are cliquey, and she's not even quite sure what's happening at first, and it makes her very uncomfortable. It makes her start changing her habits in school. It makes her start changing where she goes alone and what she does. And it really begins to affect her lifestyle and who she thinks she is. Wow. And I think that not only in Maren's case, but in a lot of young girls' cases, you know, they're just trying to make their way and figure out who they are at that age, at 11 and 12 and 13. And when there's peer pressure and there's bullying and there's boys that are looking at you and making comments about your body and your clothes, it could be a very vulnerable time for a young woman. Mm-hmm. And Barbara puts it very nicely in this book on what happens to Mila and how she ends up dealing with it. And not only how she ends up dealing with it, but the mistakes that the school makes, the mistakes that her parents make. And as you can imagine, this is very similar to what happened with Maren.
Sure, absolutely. I can only imagine the parallels that you found. And what I think is interesting about this book as well is kind of the perception of flirting versus when you cross a line, right? I mean, I think that's something I'm sure the foundation kind of looks at, because it's sometimes for young girls, it's very hard to define what the difference is. Is somebody just flirting with you and complimenting you, or just is this something that is truly inappropriate or it could be a danger to you? I think that's sometimes a very difficult thing to explain to young girls.
Right. And I mean, a lot of it has to do with our programming, mm-hmm. you know, depending on what generation you've come from. You know, our generation, my generation, I'm 54. My generation was, well, maybe he just likes you, you know, and that's why the title of this book is really relates to me, because, no, maybe he doesn't just like you. Maybe he's harassing you. Mm-hmm. Maybe if he's making you feel uncomfortable, then maybe he doesn't like you. Maybe he's, yeah, as you'll see if you read this book, you know, there was some game put in place with the boys mm-hmm. that was putting Mila in the middle of the game that she didn't even know about. And it was who could touch her or who could make comments to her. And then they got points for it. And it's wow. like Can you imagine being a young girl and finding out that that's what a group of boys are doing?
That's terrible.
And your friends are saying to you, most of your friends are saying to you, he probably just likes you.
Right. Like, you're being immature. Stop overreacting. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, I mean, the similarities in this book with Maren are not, it's not exactly what happened to Maren. The stories are absolutely completely different, but the feeling is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what relates for me in this book. The stories are not the same,
mm-hmm.
but the feeling that Mila had and what I believe the feeling Maren had and a lot of young girls across this world feel when these situations happen to them. And when I spoke with Barbara, and again, I'm so excited to speak with her, we'll be doing a live on Facebook at 7 p.m. on Thursday.
That's
October
so exciting.
1st. But when I spoke with her, you know, we both agreed that it's time now that boys start reading these books as well.
Mm.
And not that boys, because we do know that boys get harassed, and we do know that they go through great difficulties. But on the other hand, we want them to read it so they understand that what they do sometimes to girls is just not acceptable. And maybe they just don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I love that. And I know, like you said, people can go to watch your Facebook Live with the author, which will be very cool to watch that tomorrow. Now, with the foundation in the midst of the pandemic, are there ways for people, Donna, to reach out to the foundation? You know, if there's somebody who's listening right now and they think, you know, either it's something that I could learn or maybe it's something that I should, you know, look. I know that you guys enroll sometimes girls into, it's not karate. What is it? What kind of classes do you sometimes do?
Yeah, so we do a program called Her Self-Defense Class.
That's it, self-defense,
And our main instructor is MMA fighter Nick Newell, who has his own studio in Milford and is very available to do one-on-one with young women. We, as a whole, are not doing anything physical right now. That's why we're really doing more of our online stuff, mm-hmm. which we're really enjoying because everybody's able to take a little bit of break, but we're still able to get the message out in different avenues. But Nick Newell, you can find him on Facebook. I could send a phone number to whatever mother or father would love for their child or young woman to have some sessions with him. I'm sure he would do a nice discount for the first session. And his life goal is to help people protect themselves and to stay strong and within who they are. And we are very fortunate to have had him on board from the very beginning.
I love that. Very cool. And again, if you want to go and check out the Facebook Live that's happening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Thursday, October 1st, just go to the Maren Sanchez Home Foundation on Facebook and you can watch it there. Donna will be there and she'll be speaking with this incredible author and connecting on this very, very important topic. Donna, thank you so much for coming on to talk to us this morning. Good luck tomorrow. And I know we'll have you on really soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you again.
Absolutely. You'll be getting a call from me really soon.